The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
We thank you this morning.
Yes,
we bless you,
Lord.
This morning. We exalt you this morning.
We thank you, our
we thank
Lord
you for the
God.
Gift of life,
thank
O Lord.
You,
we
Father,
celebrate your goodness
life,
and your mercy,
for the
O God.
Gift of a new day,
we
for the gift of this opportunity, Father, to gather under your feet this morning. Thank you for everyone who has joined. Thank you for those who are yet to join. We thank you for our network. We thank you for your presence with us in the studio. Thank you for what you have in store for us. Lord, we are grateful. Lord, we are grateful. Lord, we are grateful. Yes, Lord. We are grateful, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of life, the gift of the Word, the gift of the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus. Thank you for what you have restored for us.
We thank you, We thank you, Father, for your goodness and your mercy, Lord. We thank you for who you are, O Lord.
We thank you, Lord. The atmosphere and environment,
yes,
of this studio with the blood of Jesus and the Holy Ghost Christ. Pray that your presence will lead us. The Holy Spirit come and take over and lead us. Lead us and lead us and lead us and lead us. Download the prayer points unto us. Father, as we are here,
yes,
we are expectant.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We have faith,
yes, Lord.
In you. We believe in you. We believe in what your power can do. Father, we pray, thanking you, Lord, because we know you fulfill exactly what you have purposed to fulfill and accomplish in our lives. We celebrate you this morning. We bow before you, Lord. We magnify your holy name. We adore you, O Lord. Yes, we celebrate you for your faithfulness, for your loving kindness and mercy unto us. We thank you, our Father. We exalt you. We uplift you. We say, blessed be your holy name, for there is none that can be compared unto you. There is none, Lord. There is none before you, there is none beside you, neither is there any behind you. Take all your glory from the hearts and the lips of your children this morning. Father, for we are grateful. for your care for us, through the might and the gift of this day. We thank you. We bless your holy name. We celebrate you, Lord. We exalt and magnify you, Lord. We declare your greatness to the nation. Say you are God, for there is none like unto you. Yes, blessed be your name. Yes, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who was and who is and to come. Lord, we exalt you. Lord, we uplift you. Lord, we give you glory and praise. We say, take all the glory. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. None can be compared unto you. Father, take your position. Father, take your, oh God, rightful position. Take your place, oh God, in our life. Take the supremacy, oh God, over this morning's program, over the next week. Father, of your children, wherever they are, Lord, give us a stable network and take charge and carry us through, Lord. Ile baba rakata kabaya, ile baba rakata kaba italabasha, le baba rakata kabaya kata kabaya, ura baba italabasha kasha. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you. We bless your name. We exalt you. We uplift you. Ile papa rakata kaba yokoto kaba ya. Ile papa rakata kaba itala baba. Ile papa itakaba ya kata kaba itala basha. Le papa rakata kaba yokoto kaba ya kata kaba ya. Le papa rakata kaba ya kata kaba ya. We yes, thank you, Father. Lord. We bless your name. We glorify glory, your name,
glory,
O God.
Glory, glory, glory,
worthy
are thou,
worthy are thou, worthy are thou, worthy are thou, worthy are thou.
Praise be to you,
worthy are thou, worthy are thou.
Ye Papa Italabasha Kabara. This morning,
Ile Papa Italababa. Le Papa Italababa Rakata Kabaya.
Oh, ye teke barakata. Ile Papa Italabasha Kabaya.
Yes, Lord. Rakata Kabaya. Italabasha Kabaya. Librakata kaba italabasha, rababakata kaba italabasha kabaya.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Jesus. 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 Ile papa rakata kaba yakata. Ile papa rakata kaba yakata kabaya. Ile papa rakata kaba yakata.
Ile
papa rakata kaba iteke marokoto. Ile papa rakata kaba yakata kabaya.
Ile papa rakata kaba yakata. Ile
papa rokoto keba kata kaba yakata kaba yakata.
Ile
papa rakata kaba ba. Ile papa lekete keba rakata. Ile papa rakata kaba itala baba shekete keba ra. Ali baba rakata kaba itala basha kabaya. Ula baba lakata kaba lokoto kabara. Ibaba lakata kaba rokoto kabaste. Ile baba rokoto kaba iteke bayokoto kaba itala basha. Rababa baba kata kaba. Ile baba itele babo. Rababa kata kabaya. Ibrekete keba rokoto kaba itala basha. Rababa itakaba yakabo rakata. Ibrokoto kaba itala basha kata kabaya. Marata kaba rababa itala basha kaba kata kabaya.
Ibrekete kaba.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We say resurrection, good morning to each and every one of us. I welcome you to Power for Today. Coming your way from Destiny House podcast of the Deliverance Assemblies of God Church
located at Kotobabi down near Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys. Beloved, our technician is Boja Worldwide. This morning, we are still praying the eternal covenant. Let the eternal covenant manifest itself now. Let the eternal covenant manifest itself now. We thank the Lord for today, beloved. We have inherited something. And I want us to really thank God for the gift of the Holy Spirit that is teaching us and revealing unto us. Beloved, this eternal covenant prayers that we are praying and engaging, every prayer that the Holy Spirit is leading us to pray is the highest of all prayers. I've never heard praying the eternal covenant before, lifting the cup. I've never heard in any book, whatever it is. Yes, there are books on covenant, there are this, there are that, but praying it, how to turn it into prayer. God has just graciously gifted us. And as you know, prayer is the highest thing that God has established between himself and his children. It is through prayer that we get connected to the supernatural. Prayer is the link into the supernatural. So, beloved, we really thank God for leading us. And I can tell you that every prayer that is being offered is putting something into action. Every prayer that you pray has put something into action, has initiated something. Something is going on, even if you are not yet seeing anything. Because when it is settled in the realms of the spirit, that which is settled in the realms of the spirit manifests in the physical. When it becomes settled in the realms of the spirit, that is when it manifests in the physical. The moment it gets settled in the realms of the spirit, then it's just a matter of time, it will manifest in the physical realm. Prayer is what sets the stage for action. Prayer is what sets the stage for action. Beloved, the moment you pray about something, begin to act. The moment you pray about something, begin to find out from the, what you can do, how to, I mean, the steps you should begin to pray. Because prayer clears the atmosphere. Prayer clears the way for action to be taken. That is prayer. This morning, let's look at Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 18 to 24. Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 18 to 24. 18 to 19 talks about the Old Testament. 18 to 19 talks about the Old Testament worship. And 20 to 24 talks about the New Testament, where we are now. So Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 18. You have not come to a mountain that can be touched, and that is burning with fire, to darkness, gloom, and storm, to a trumpet blast, or to such a voice speaking words, that those who heard it begged that no further word be spoken to them. 20. Because they could not hear what was commanded. If even an animal touches the mountains, it must be stoned. 51, the Old Testament is up to 21 rather. The sign was terrifying that Moses said, I am trembling with fear. Verse 22 to 24 is the New Testament. But you have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all men, to the spirits of righteous men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. Let me continue. 25. See to it that you do not refuse him who speaks. If they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, how much less will we, if we turn away from him who warns us from heaven? At that time, his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, once more, I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. Let me just end there. Beloved, in this portion of scripture I have read, there are two sections or dimensions. From verse 18 to 21 is describing Judaism, the worshiping of God in the Old Testament. Beloved, in the Old Testament, they had an ark. I was just researching right now on the ark of the covenant. They have something we call the ark of the covenant. That ark was a wooden something. I mean, it was an artifact. It was a relic. It was something that they carried along. That ark, they carried it into battles, into wars. That ark was always going in front of them. And let me read the Google definition of the ark of the covenant. I read, the ark of the covenant, also known as the ark of the testimony or the ark of God, is an artifact believed to be the most sacred relic of the Israelites, which is described as a wooden chest covered in pure gold with an elaborately designed lid called the mercy seat. The mercy seat on the ark is where God sits. The mercy seat is where God is, where God sits to judge, to administer mercy. Beloved, in the Old Testament, there was the Ark of the Covenant. It was not just a covenant, but there was an ark connected to the covenant. In the New Testament, the Ark of the Covenant is in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is now the Ark of the Covenant. So the Ark of the Covenant in the Old Testament was a type of Jesus. But because Jesus has not appeared physically, the Ark was used to represent him. But in the New Testament, Jesus Christ has appeared. Beloved, we should not see Jesus as just something. Jesus Christ is a real thing. He's a real person. He's a real person that is alive. So Jesus Christ has become the ark. And our Jesus is still alive. He is not dead. He died to conquer death and rose again and seated at the right hand side of the Father. So you and I as children of God, we are very special breed. I'm telling you, if you are a child of God, you are a special breed. Somebody should write it for me. If you are a child of God, you are a special breed. If you are a child of God, you are a special breed. You are not an ordinary human being. These are the things we should think about ourselves. These are the things we should be saying to ourselves. Unfortunately, Satan has used the world system to define us. Please, don't allow Satan to use the world system to define you. Somebody should write this. Don't allow Satan to use the world system to define you. Traditional system to define you. No. Don't allow. You are defined by the word. You are defined in the word, in the Bible. What the Bible says about you is who you are. You are not what you are by Ghanaian tradition, by African tradition. Yes, you were born a Ghanaian. You were born an African. But your definition is in the Bible as a child of God. Yes, you were born through that family. God knows why you came from that family. Look, Moses was trained by Pharaoh, the Pharaoh that he will be fighting one day. Daniel was brought up in a lion's den. God can bring you from any family because he knows that he is making you. It is not the family that is making you. Child of God, it is not your family or anybody that is making you. It is God. It is God. Somebody should write it for me. It is not anybody that is making you, but it is God. It is God. That is why it doesn't matter the family from which you were born. Yes, sometimes, yes, family advantage is also very important, but it is not too necessary. Family advantage is important, but it is not too necessary because it is God who make you. Even as I speak right now, I don't know how to say this. Holy Ghost, help me. As I speak right, you see, Paul said, if I boast, I boast in Christ. Beloved, don't boast of anything apart from Christ. Don't boast about anything apart from Christ. No, don't boast. Because if you are boasting about the fact that, about your family name, my family is this, my family is that, my family, I am from so and so family. It is only here on earth. But remember, there are families that are greater than your family. And also remember, as you are boasting that you are a member of so and so family, have you been able to overcome that family curse? That family curse where men cannot marry. I know a family somewhere where marriages never work. In fact, the women who married, their men never lasted. Their men never lasted. In fact, there were seven men and three daughters. Seven sons and three daughters. In fact, we will call them an elite family. I know what I'm talking about. An elite family. An educated family. A family on top. But let me tell you, as I'm speaking, from when I grew to know them, only one of them got married. Great man from that traditional council. He got married. His marriage lasted for only about maybe 20 years, and he died. The rest of the men, as I'm speaking right now, none of them is living with a wife. None. The impregnated women had children. They tried marrying, but no woman lives with them. After some time, the women were gone. The three women also who married, none of them's husband is alive. After about 20 years, the husbands die. Always 20, they die. So if you are boasting that you are from a particular family, have you been able to break that curse or break out of that curse? That is why Paul said, if I boast in Christ. Beloved, let our boast be in Christ and not in the kind of earthly families we come from. And in Christ is our beginning. In Christ is our unity. I'm telling you. In Christ is our unity. In Christ is our beginning. Christ is our unity. Christ is our beginning. Christ is our unity. Christ is our beginning. Christ is our unity. Christ is our beginning. We are one in Christ. You know, the Ark of the Covenant is still supporting us. Beloved, you and I are children of the Ark of the Covenant. The whole heaven is backing you. In fact, our minds must be changed. I am telling you. We need to work out our minds. We need to have our minds transformed according to Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Otherwise, we will live a substandard life. Otherwise, we shall continue to live as slaves. Slaves to the system. Slaves to the world. And rather, those who are not meant to rule us will be ruling us. Do you know what is actually happening? We are living in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 5. Ecclesiastes 10:5 is what is happening to many, many Christians. So, Ecclesiastes 10:5. My God, may God deliver us from Ecclesiastes 10:5. What Solomon said. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 5. There is an evil that I have seen under the sun, as it were, an error proceeding from the ruler. Folly is set in the many high places, foolishness, the fool, and the rich sit in a low place. I have seen slaves on horses and princes walking on the ground like slaves. You get it. Ecclesiastes. Solomon was saying that there is an error. This is an error, beloved. Christians who should rule and be at the top are not. The church that should be at the top is not. I read from the NIV. The first one is English Standard Version. There is an evil I have seen under the sun. The sort of error that arises from a ruler. Fools are put in many high places, high positions, while the rich occupy the low ones. I have seen slaves on horseback, while princes go on foot. While princes go on foot like slaves. Are you getting that? Look, we children of God, we should rule and we should reign. The church is what should rule. The church should reign. But where are we? Look, this earth has been redeemed for us. Jesus has died and placed us here to rule and reign. But how many are actually ruling and reigning? Look, if you want to see how the church is related with the world, related to people, look at Israel. Look at what is happening. Physical Israel. The church is the spiritual Israel. And the Israel today is the physical. Look at what is happening. They are surrounded by enemies. Look, the whole of that place was promised for them. I'm telling you. They own the whole of that place. But you know, the enemy has fought them, and then, you see, even what belongs to them, there is something I'm beginning to see. 2 days, for about 3 days now, this war that is going on, who began it? Who provoked it? It's Hamas. Hamas, look at what they did to the Israelites. But you know that for 3 days now, what Hamas has done is quiet. It's quiet. Oh. Everybody is now attacking Israel. What they are doing to Palestine. What they are doing to Gaza. Everybody is now attacking Israel. What they are doing is not good. What they are doing is not good. They are killing children. They are doing this. They are doing this. Meanwhile, what Hamas has done to Israel, the number of people, over 1,200 people killed, children killed in front of their parents, parents killed in front of their children. I mean, people slaughtered, they cut off people's heads like that. Now that one is no longer an issue. When Hamas did that and Israel decided to retaliate, now everything is turning against Israel. Everybody is talking against Israel. What they are doing is not good. They are bombing. Yes. I don't know whether you are getting it. So you see, look, the world hates us. But let me tell you, I want to tell you this is my, look, when you know that, look, something will never work. Look, this war that is going on there, the moment they declare peace and decide that they should form one government or what, in fact, that's what they are planning to do. The rapture can come. In fact, we are in the days of the rapture. This war that is going on, when you read Ezekiel 38, go and read Ezekiel 38. That's where we are now. Immediately Russia enters into the war. And so and so. Please, any moment the trumpet will sound. When you leave the house, you bid your family, bye bye, we are going to work. We shall meet in the evening. Please, hold your hands. Because wherever you are and the trumpet sounds, the next place you meet is heaven. But if one of you couldn't make it, then that is it. We are really in the end time. The moment Russia enters into this war, I am telling you that, then it means that Jesus is just, the rapture is about to take place at any time. The rapture is about to take place at any time. But what I want to say is this. Look, what will not work will not work. There is no way that somebody will like you. The problem between Israel and those nations is blood. Blood-related issue will never work. We call it ancient hostility. Ancient hostility in Ezekiel 25 verse 11. Ancient hostility. Sorry, Ezekiel 25 verse 15. We call it ancient hostility. Look, blood things can never bring peace. Only the blood of Jesus can bring peace. I'm telling you. It is only when those people also decide that they give themselves to Jesus, that is when there will be peace. Only in Christ that there is peace. Physically, blood issues, peace don't come. Peace don't come. Peace never, never come. Look, you go and adopt a child. There are laws that give permission for children to be adopted. That adopted child will never take your character. Will never, never, never take your character because it's not your blood. It's not your blood. You may be able to influence that child to some level, but the child is not carrying your blood. The blood is the human foundation. The blood is the human formation. The blood is the human foundation. The blood is the human formation. People go to adopt children. Yes, you can influence that child to a certain level, but not 100% because it is not your blood. It's not your blood. Blood issues, only the blood of Jesus Christ can handle blood-related issues. I'm telling you. So there will never be peace in the Middle East. There won't be. It will never happen. It will never happen. It will never, there will never be peace between the descendants of Isaac and Ishmael. Isaac was the promised child. Ishmael is not the promised child. And that is what we are seeing. And it is forever. That is why we need to be very careful. And the statement I want to make is this. Look, when somebody hates you, when somebody doesn't just like you, no matter what you do, stop worrying yourself. Don't live to please anybody. Please, somebody should write it. Never live to please anybody. Because when it comes to blood and spiritual things, only the blood of Jesus can make a change. Without the blood of Jesus, like I was saying yesterday, look, some people are just married to wrong people. The only thing that can unite them is the blood. When the two of them surrender fully to Jesus, that is when the two of them can change and become one. Apart from that, forget. There is no way. There is no way. There is no way. Look, some people, when they hate you, don't stop pleasing them. Only in Christ that there can be unity. Only in Christ. I'm telling you, tribes, Ashantis and this, forget. Here on earth, it will never work. Look, it will be a camouflage. There will be a camouflage something. Only in Christ. An Ashanti Christian and every Christian in Christ, genuinely, they are one. That barrier is broken. Yes. Only in Christ that those barriers are removed. Even though, even in Christ, we are still different, but we are one. We are one. I'm telling you. We are one. But physically, forget. For that NDC, MPP, forget. So please, it is only a believer in Christ you can trust. I am telling you, only a believer in Christ you can trust. There are some friends, some pastor friends and Christian brothers, sisters, I don't know where they come from. I have not bothered to know where they come from. Because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. In Christ, no Ashanti, no Eve, no Gar, no Jew, no Gentile, no this. The blood has made us one. But outside Christ, you can never make us one. But remember also, some people are in the church. The Bible says that not all who call themselves children of Abraham are children of Abraham. Even though they are in the church, they are not born again. Even though they are in the church, they have not surrendered. That is why even when you are married, don't just jump and say you are married a Christian because somebody goes to church. It will shock you. It will shock you. People go to church, but they have never surrendered themselves fully. So even inside church, the Bible says it. Let me look up for the scripture. It said, not all who call themselves children of Abraham are Abraham's children. Not all who call themselves. So you see, even in the church, you need to be careful. I'm telling you. You need to be careful. Otherwise, it will shock you. It will shock you. That's why people marry and then they say, ah, but I thought he's a Christian. I thought he's a Christian. Romans chapter 9. Verse 7, Romans 9, 7. Not all of Abraham's children are called Abraham's descendants, but instead, your descendants will be named through Isaac. Yes. So you see, Ishmael and Isaac, only Isaac is recognized as Abraham's children or son. Israel is from Isaac. And this is what the Israelites know. This is what they are fighting for and standing. And because the whole world are Ishmael, let me tell you, the whole world are Ishmael. There are only two kinds of God's children on earth. The Jews, Israel and the church. Israel and the church. I'm telling you, Israel and the church. Any other distance, they are Ishmael. They are Gentiles. They are gentle. And so, what is going on there in the Middle East? Forget. There will never be peace. There will never be peace. I'm telling you. There will never be peace. Only in Christ. Only in Christ that we have peace. That's why we want to engage the eternal covenant. The eternal covenant is a powerful covenant. The blood of the eternal covenant speaks. It's a powerful covenant. That's the covenant that is what? Backing you. In the Old Testament, the ark. The ark was leading them. In the New Testament, let the Holy Spirit lead you. In the New Testament, the blood is speaking for you. Yes. Like I've said, the ark in the Old Testament represents the type of Jesus Christ. Beloved, let the eternal covenant manifest itself in that situation. In that situation. I say in that situation you are going through, in that challenge. Let the eternal covenant speak. Bring that problem to the eternal covenant. Hand over that situation to the eternal covenant. And I'm telling you, you begin to have a peace of mind. Even if it is your own mistake, you begin to have what? A peace of mind. You begin to have a peace of mind. It is only in the eternal covenant that we have peace of mind and we are one. And look, what I'm going to share at the 11th hour. As long as there are different religions, as long as everybody is calling on a kind of God, there will be warfare. Because the gods they are calling will manifest. The altars they are building will manifest. I'm telling you. The spirits they are invoking will definitely manifest. Who says, look, there are billions of spirits. Billions of demons. They are uncountable. Yes. They are uncountable. They are there. So anyone who decides to call any of them, the moment people gather, look, let me tell you. Let me tell you how it works. Go and stand by your gate and tell your gate that you, this gate, from today, you are my God. From today, you are my this, you are my that. Go and stand by a tree. Go and stand by a rock. This is what our ancestors did. Because you see, everybody has something in him that is looking for a higher being. I'm telling you, God created human beings to worship him. And so when Adam disobeyed and ate the forbidden fruit in Genesis chapter 3, and God separated himself, that emptiness is there. Every human being has emptiness. Every human being, there is a place that is looking for a higher being. Every human being. But it is only God, it is only Jesus, that the right person that satisfied. So, our ancestors, this was what they did. They will go and stand by a rock, a tree, and see that tree as a god. They will pick an animal like Indian cows and see that cow be our god. The moment they say that, a demon enters into the cow. A spirit enters into the cow. A demon enters into the tree. A spirit enters into the tree. And especially when they pour libation or they pour something or even with words, just to say, this rock, this tree, this chair, be my God, a spirit enters. So that any time they go to that chair, any time they go to that rock, any time they go to that tree, something happens to them. Something happens to them. The spirit responds. That's the meaning of idol worship and traditional religion. And as long as this is there, warfare will never cease here on earth. I am telling you, warfare will never, 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 never cease. There shall be continual warfare because spirits are interacting. Spirits are interacting. Just as we move right now. Some of you are driving. You are driving with, other people. Yes. Some you have even lifted some people. Not everybody in your car there is a Christian. Some are from other religions. Yes. So the thing everybody worship, that's the spirit that controls the person. I'm telling you. Everybody is controlled by a spirit. Yes. If every Muslim is controlled by Islamic spirit. Yes. Every Indian who is a Hindu is controlled by the spirit of Hinduism. Yes. Buddhism. Even though Buddha is dead and gone, there is a demon that represents him. There is a demon that represents Muhammad. Yes. And it is in them. It controls them. Yes. That spirit claims them as children. That spirit works on their mind, their mindset, their character, their attitude, the way they talk. So if such people are your best friends, be very careful what they say. Be very careful the advice they are giving to you. Yes, some people also are not seriously worshiping any religion. But listen to me, the spirit of the world. There is a spirit called the spirit of God, the world. The spirit of the world. Some are even in the church. They are full of the world. Everything they talk, they think about is sex. Everything they think about is money. Everything they think about is offenses. Everything they do is to gossip, to do this, to do that. It is the spirit of the world. Everything that they are thinking about is dressing. How to dress. How to do this. Fashion. Yes. How to catch men. How to catch men. How to adorn them, their physical bodies. How, they are in the church. They are clapping all right. They are shouting all right. They are also doing everything we are doing. But listen to me. Another spirit is controlling them. Another spirit is controlling them. Yes, another spirit to come. Many years ago, many years ago, in the wooden structure, Easter convention, a young pastor came around deliverance and saw the way a lady was playing tambourine. He couldn't stand. After the convention, he proposed to the lady. They started courting. They married. As I'm talking, 4 children. The marriage has collapsed. They married and left the church. The man married her out. Gladys and myself, we call that marriage tambo, tambo marriage, tambo, tambourine, tambo marriage, tambo. Yes, the man said it on the day of the wedding. He said when he saw the way the lady was playing the tambourine, and she was turning, playing the tambourine and turning. So you see, he didn't add this. So let me add this. He saw the shape. When he was turning, he saw the lady's shape and all that quickly. As I'm talking, 4 children. The woman is nowhere to be found. The woman has left 4 children with the man. So you see, such a person, something is wrong. Please, don't look at people's physical action. Read the spirit in people. Read the spirit in people. Read the spirit in people. Read the spirit that people carry. Because people carry a form of religion, but they are not real. People carry a form of religion, but they are not real. Hey, my time is up. Let's pray. Say, my Father in heaven, this morning, we engage the eternal covenant. Let the eternal covenant, whose child I am, rise up for me. Do you know why Israel will never lose? Because of the eternal covenant. They are the children of the eternal covenant. Look, let the whole world, let the armies of the whole world, including America, rise up against Israel, they can't win. Israel will still win. You know why? Israel didn't win by their numbers. Somebody should write this. Child of God, you don't win by numbers. You don't win by numbers. You win by the covenant that is backing you. You don't succeed, write this again, you don't succeed by where you are. No place makes you, child of God. No geographical location. There is no particular nation that has been marked that is where you make it. It is the eternal covenant that is backing you. That qualifies you to make it everywhere. Write all these things. So I've been advised by a great man of God that I should get somebody to write a book, all these things, to put them together. I'm telling you, somebody really strongly is on me. And I think I'm going to engage one of my people online. Yes. So you see, who told you that everybody in America is making it? Who told you that everybody in Germany, so-and-so, is making it? That is why some of your friends and your family, they travel and you don't hear of them. You do know what they are going to? Yes. The system is such that anybody who enters there, you also enjoy some relief. Yes, it's the system. Thank God for the system. But the actual making is covenant. I'm telling you, is covenant. The kind of covenant that is with you, that is what will determine where you will make it and how you make it. Let's begin to be conscious of the covenant. That we are covenant children. That we can make it. And let sow, let sacrifice, let sow into the covenant. Let's believe the covenant. Let's serve the covenant. Let's serve the church. Let's be intimate with the Holy Spirit. We want to continue the prayer now. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Let the eternal covenant.
Let the eternal covenant.
Fight for me.
Fight for me.
Speak for me.
Speak for
defend
me.
Defend me.
Defend
deliver
me.
Deliver my testimony.
My testimony.
Let the eternal covenant.
The eternal covenant.
Deliver my dream.
Deliver my dream.
Deliver my expectation.
Deliver my expectation.
Deliver my prophetic
deliver
word.
My prophetic
let the eternal
word. Let the
covenant.
Eternal covenant.
Actualize.
Actualize.
Make real
my testimony.
My testimony.
Make real
my expectation.
My expectation.
Make
real
my dream.
My dream.
Make real
my destiny.
My destiny. Any blessing
any
of mine.
Blessing of mine.
That heaven has
that
approved.
Heaven has approved.
Let the eternal
let
covenant,
the eternal covenant
manifest, that blessing.
Manifest 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 that blessing.
Yes, sir.
Lord,
let the eternal covenant
manifest that blessing. Manifest any blessing.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Declare, say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I declare that I mention your name. I'm a child of the everlasting covenant.
A child of the everlasting
I'm a child
covenant.
Of the eternal covenant.
I am a child.
I declare that I am a child of the eternal covenant.
I am a child of the eternal covenant.
I never lose.
I never fail.
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 never die.
I never die.
I never die. I never die.
I never die.
I never lose.
I never lose.
I never fail.
I never fail.
I never lose.
I never lose.
I never oh, it is working.
It is working.
It is working. It is working.
I never fail.
Ma.
I never die. I never die.
I never die.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I never die.
Yes, Lord.
I never fail.
I never lose.
I never die.
I never die.
I never fail.
I never fail.
I never fail.
I never lose.
I never lose.
I never die.
I never die.
I never fail.
I never fail.
I never lose.
I never.
I never die.
Yes, Lord.
I never fail.
I never fail.
No one.
No one.
No power.
No power
can succeed,
against me.
Against
in
me.
My family.
In my family.
In this office.
In this office.
In this office.
In this
at my workplace.
At
in
my
this
workplace.
Establishment.
Yes, Lord.
In this nation.
In this nation.
In this nation.
In this nation.
In this town.
In this town.
In this city.
In this,
in this village.
In this
no power.
No power.
No principality.
No principality.
No power.
No principality.
Yes, no devil
can overcome me.
Can overcome me.
Can conquer 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 me.
Yes, Lord.
Because
I'm a child.
I am a child
of the eternal covenant.
I'm a child.
I am a child
of the eternal covenant.
I'm a child.
I am a child
of the eternal covenant.
I'm a child.
I am a child
of the eternal covenant.
I'm a child of the eternal covenant.
I'm a child
of the eternal covenant.
I'm a child.
I'm a child
of the eternal covenant.
Of the eternal covenant.
Do you know what made Abraham? We are going to declare, as a child of the eternal covenant, I must succeed wherever I am. I must prosper wherever I am. Anything I touch must be a blessing. Look, oh my God, I've been to Israel twice. 2008 and 2018. Look, 2008. We were standing there when they've closed school. Close to school, children, age of between 6 to 10. 6 to 10, I don't know how to call them, what school? When they are wearing their long black robe with their cap, a particular cap on. We're standing there, we're watching them. When they are passing, then we are saying, hey, these are Abraham. Then they will stop. They will speak. Hebrew, or then they will say Abraham, Abraham. They will smile. The way they will Abraham. Oh,
Abraham,
it,
yes.
It was just so admirable. Children, oh, children, they know that they are the seed of Abraham. They will speak their destiny, and they will hear Abraham. They will smile, Abraham. Abraham. And you and I in Christ, we are more than them. Because in Christ, they must be born again to become children of Christ. I'm telling you, they must be born again. They too must be born again. They must accept the Christ that we have accepted. To become members of the eternal covenant, the new covenant. They are still under what? Abrahamic covenant. Even the Abrahamic covenant is working for them. When Lot and Abraham separated, Lot chose the fertile ground, left the hilly and mountainous areas for Abraham. Even the mountainous areas, when you plant tomatoes, it is germinating and bearing fruit. Why? The covenant. The covenant. God told Isaac, stay here in Gerar for a while. Don't go down to Egypt. I'll be with you because Abraham obeyed me. Because Abraham obeyed the terms of the covenant. Jesus Christ is our covenant. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
As a child of the eternal covenant.
Of the eternal covenant.
I declare myself today.
I declare myself today.
I must prosper.
I must prosper.
Wherever I am.
Wherever I am.
I must succeed.
I must succeed.
Anything I touch.
Anything I touch.
I must succeed.
I must succeed.
Anything I
touch.
Anything I touch. Must be successful.
Must be successful.
Wherever I am.
Wherever I am.
I must prosper.
I must prosper.
I must prosper.
I must prosper.
I must progress.
I must progress.
I must.
prosper.
I must prosper. Wherever I am,
I declare prosperity.
I declare prosperity.
I declare success.
I declare
success. I declare victory.
I declare victory.
Whatever
I am going
to do, can never overcome me. I can never be overcome.
I can never be overcome.
I can never be overcome. I can never be overcome.
I can never be overcome.
I can never fail.
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 I can never lose.
Yes, Lord.
I can never fail.
I can never lose.
I can never fail.
I can never lose.
I can never lose.
I can never fail.
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 I can never lose.
I can never lose.
Oh, it is working.
I can never fail.
It is working. It is working.
Yes, Lord, as a child of the eternal covenant, I can never fail. I can never lose. I prosper wherever I go. Every land I step on, yes, Lord.
Wherever I go,
I prosper there.
I must prosper there.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever my feet say,
I must prosper there.
Whatever
I touch,
it must prosper.
It must prosper.
Because of the eternal covenant.
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 Yes, Lord.
I am successful.
I am successful.
I am prospering.
I am prospering.
I am succeeding.
I am prospering.
I am
where
prospering.
Where others fail.
I am succeeding.
I am succeeding.
Where others fail.
I am succeeding.
I am succeeding.
Where others fail.
I am succeeding.
I am succeeding.
Where others cannot enter.
I am entering.
Where others cannot enter.
Where others cannot enter.
I am entering.
Yes, Lord.
What doesn't work for other people?
What doesn't work for other people?
It's working for me.
It's working for
it
me.
Must work for
it
me.
Must work
what
for me.
What doesn't work?
What doesn't
for
work
other people?
For other people?
It must work for me.
Must work for me.
Must work for me.
Because of the eternal
covenant.
Because of the eternal
covenant.
Because of the eternal covenant.
For me.
Covenant.
Because of the eternal covenant.
It must work for me.
It must work for me.
It must work for
powers,
me.
Powers.
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 Must bow.
Must bow.
Powers.
Powers.
That don't
that
bow.
That don't bow.
To anybody.
To anybody.
They must bow to
they
me.
They must bow to
they
me.
They must bow to me. Because of the eternal covenant. Powers in this office.
Powers in this office.
Powers in this office.
Powers in this office.
Powers in this establishment.
Powers in this
company.
Powers in this
city.
Powers in this nation.
Powers in this family.
Yes,
that do not respect.
Powers in this family.
And bow to anyone.
They must bow to me.
They must bow to me.
They must bow to me.
Agents of darkness.
Agents of
the devil.
Agents of
that do not bow.
That do not
bow to anyone. Agents of the devil.
Agents of the devil.
Do not bow,
that do not
to,
bow
anyone.
To anyone.
They don't respect,
they don't respect
any human being.
Any human
they,
being.
Don't bow
they don't bow
to anyone.
To anyone.
They don't bow.
They don't bow
to anyone.
To anyone.
In my family.
In my family.
In my father's house.
In my father's
in my mother's house.
In my mother's
in this nation.
In this nation.
In this city.
In this city.
In this company.
In this company.
In this company.
In this,
in this neighborhood.
In this neighborhood.
In this neighborhood.
In this neighborhood.
I declare those powers
they must bow.
They must bow
to the eternal covenant.
Covenant,
to the eternal
to
covenant,
the eternal covenant
that, I have inherited,
that I have inherited,
they must bow
they
to me,
must bow to
by,
me
the
by the eternal
they
covenant.
They must bow to me,
they must bow to me,
by the eternal covenant.
They must bow to me,
they must bow to me,
by the eternal covenant.
They must bow to me,
by the eternal covenant.
They must bow to me,
by the eternal covenant.
They must bow to me,
by the eternal covenant.
They must bow to me,
by the eternal covenant.
They must bow to me,
by the eternal covenant.
They must bow to me,
by the eternal covenant.
They must bow to me,
by the eternal covenant.
By the eternal covenant.
The Papa Rakatakaba Italebe.
They must bow to me.
Ile Papa Rakatakaba Italaba.
They must bow to me.
Powers in this office.
Powers in this office,
workplace,
yes, Lord.
Powers,
powers in this
environment. Powers in this neighborhood.
Environment.
Powers,
powers
in this house.
In this neighborhood.
Powers in this residence.
Powers in this
residence.
Powers in this house.
Papa Rakata,
yes, Lord.
Kabayakata.
Must bow to me because of the eternal covenant.
Somebody should write it. Say, let this ground. Let this ground.
Let this ground.
Let this ground.
Let this ground.
Bow to me.
Let
this ground,
let this ground
yield to me,
yield to me
for fruitfulness.
For fruitfulness.
Let this ground,
let this ground,
let this ground,
let this ground
where my company is,
where my company
let this ground,
is, yes, Lord,
where my outhouse is
where
located.
My house is located.
Let this ground,
let this ground,
let this ground,
yes, Lord.
Oh, it is working,
yes,
it is working,
Lord.
It is working.
Yes, Lord.
Let this ground,
let this ground,
let this ground,
let this ground
yield,
yield
fruit,
yield fruit,
yield fruit,
yield fruit,
yield success.
Yield success.
Let this ground,
let this,
this ground that belongs.
Yes.
close to me. Let this ground, this ground, this ground, let this ground, the ground, the ground, yield fruit, yield fruit, yield fruit, and bow, bow to me, because I carry the eternal covenant.
I carry the eternal covenant.
I carry the eternal covenant. I carry the eternal covenant. Let this ground produce wealth for me. Produce my testimony, because I carry the eternal covenant. Let this day release my testimony because of the eternal covenant. Because of the eternal covenant. Let any situation in which I find myself, let it turn around. Because of the eternal covenant. Let it turn around. Because of the eternal covenant. Let it turn around. Because of the eternal covenant. Let it turn around. Because of the eternal covenant. Let it turn around. Because of the eternal covenant. Ni papa rakata kaba itale beshekete. Liboro shakata kula. Maraka kula. Say the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I enter that place. By the power, of the eternal covenant, I enter that office by the power of the eternal covenant. Thank you, Lord. My marriage must work. By the power of the eternal covenant. My marriage must work. My marriage must work. My business must work. My business must work. My investment must work. By the power of the eternal covenant. 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 Everything must work. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I usher you into the eternal covenant. Amen. Let the eternal covenant overshadow you and cover you and be with you and manifest. Amen. Let things happen that will cause you to know that this is the eternal covenant. Even in Ghana, even under this economy, let the eternal covenant speak.
Amen.
Let the eternal covenant speak. 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 Let the eternal covenant fight. Let the eternal covenant manifest. Whatever cage, whatever imprisonment, whatever bondage in which you find yourself, let the eternal covenant break that bondage. Break you out and break you forth. Break you out and break you forth. Break you out and break you forth. Let the eternal covenant suspend permanently. Suspend permanently. Any situation, any battle, any situation, ungodly situation, ungodly pain, ungodly pain, ungodly suffering, ungodly, ungodly emotional trauma and mental torture that you are going through, let the eternal covenant suspend it. Let the eternal covenant suspend it. Let the eternal covenant suspend it. Let the eternal covenant turn it. Any situation that you find yourself in, let the eternal covenant turn that situation into a blessing. Turn that situation into a blessing. Turn that situation into a blessing. For the Bible says, all things work together for good to those who love the Lord. That is members of the eternal covenant. Those who are connected to the eternal covenant. May the Lord bless you. We give glory to God. In Jesus' mighty name. Saint Leo, once again, I say congratulations. Let the eternal covenant manifest you. Let the eternal covenant replace it. Let the eternal covenant open heaven's gates unto you. Let the eternal covenant advertise you and introduce you. Yes.
Amen.
To the highest of the highest.
Lord.
Enter into that highest place.
Amen.
By the power of the eternal covenant.
Of Jesus
and I declare to everyone online. I declare to everyone online.
Yes, Lord.
I declare to everyone online. Let the eternal covenant advertise you.
Amen.
Introduce you.
Amen.
Usher you.
Amen.
Into that glorious place.
Amen.
Into that glorious place.
Amen.
Into that glorious realm.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.